بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وعالم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون. As we read previously that Allah Ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from Adimul Ard, that is from all the types of soil, the different colors, the different effects the soils have. And consequently, the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam are also of completely different complexions, white and black, red and yellowish, etc., all the different complexions. And then from all the different types of water, hard water, soft water, sweet water, salty water, bitter water, from all types of water, and consequently mankind is also of the different temperaments. And then another aspect, ulama explained that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, which was made manifest and clear to the malaika, that his knowledge was complete also, and he had full control over that knowledge of his also. On the other side, the malaika were such that they had limited knowledge, and they don't have any choice also. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. What they have been commanded, they just do that. And the children of Adam alayhi salam, mankind, have been given choice also. هَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنَ. We have shown him both the paths. And then now it is up to him which path he wants to choose. The malaika don't have a choice. They just have to do exactly as Allah Ta'ala had told them, and to that limit and in that way. And to do that, so much knowledge they had, not more than that. And they did not have any choice of their own. Whereas insan, Allah Ta'ala gave him the choice also, that he, what is right and wrong has been made known to him, and now it is his choice that what he is going to do. So this was also a great difference which the malaika made out, that they did not have this. And then also, as mentioned previously also, for them to become the deputy of Allah Ta'ala on this earth, that like Allah Ta'ala has got choice over everything, and Allah has got knowledge over everything. Allah made Bani Adam, Allah gave him also the knowledge of everything, and Allah gave him choice also. Of course, not like the choice of Allah. Allah is absolute, but mankind, Allah has given him choice also. And this also makes him different. And then together with this brains which Allah has given mankind, and all the knowledge which Allah has given mankind, yet to become the Khalifatullah fil Ardh, to do the work of Allah Ta'ala on this earth, it was necessary that he had quwwat shahwiya also, love and lust also. And then only can this knowledge of his be directed in the right way. And quwwat ghadabiyya also, that is anger and the instinct to take revenge also. So this knowledge had to be complete. It had to be of the deen, of the two opposites also. And then it comes, the correct system comes about. Like if a person doesn't know what is cold and how it is to feel cold, how it is to be hated, etc., that person will not be able to rule properly. He has to have everything, the both opposites also. He has to have the knowledge of it also. Those instincts have to be in him. But now he may have to harness them correctly, direct them correctly, then he will get the correct results. Without them, he is not fit to rule. And with them, and directed in the wrong way, he will cause great havoc, which we are witnessing. And in the Akhirat, may Allah protect us. Jahannam, the worst type of punishment that a person cannot imagine. But if he harnesses it in the right way, this world becomes a picture of Jannat already. We ourselves individually, our homes with our spouses, with our children, in our communities, the world at large. If we use it in the right way, these great, great qualities which Allah has given us, And if not, then we find like this world has become a hell hole for so many people in so many ways. And then the qabr and akhirat, the day of qiyamah and jahannam, cannot be imagined. So Allah has given one to reach the highest of perfection. But if he does not use it in that direction, he will go to asfalus safilin, to the lowest of the lowest, and the worst, and the worst sufferings also. Just like this could be also understood that a person who has got great, great authority, he uses it in the right way for himself and for everyone he has got that authority over, how much of goodness. But if he uses it in the wrong way, then what destruction he brings upon himself and for all those who are under him as well. So man, Allah has given all these capabilities, and Allah has given us all the opportunity and the choice to use it rightly also. If we do so, it is 100% to our benefit. And if not, then may Allah protect us still out of his mercy and kindness, but then we have invited total wrath and destruction for ourselves. May Allah have mercy on us, and while we have life, we can change our direction and achieve the best what is for us, for this world, and for the eternal, everlasting life of the akhirat as well. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.